A Wyoming archaeologist's work in Mongolia is shedding new light on the prehistoric people of the Rocky Mountains. Wyoming Public Radio's Sarah Hosseini has that story.
University of Wyoming archaeologist Todd Serville spends a lot of time thinking about how humans organize the space around us, in particular, our junk.
I don't think archaeologists commonly portray themselves as studiers of trash, but that's what we do. 99% of what we find in the archaeological record is refuse.
That's important because early hominids left a rather homogeneous scattering of bones, ash, and tools, while the deliberate use of space, where you sleep, where you toss your leftover bones, is an example of modern human behavior most scientists believe came about at least 50,000 years ago. In other words, how we choose where we do things is a big part of what makes us human. Serville studies nomads who lived here. The problem for Serville is that most nomads, then and now, leave very little on the ground. When you do find a prehistoric hunter-gatherer campground, the likes of which are sprinkled across Wyoming and Colorado, you are often left with more questions than answers. Serville was working on one such dig, the 12,500-year-old Folsom site in Colorado, when he found himself mulling simple things. Why are there more artifacts clustered on one side of the teepees than the other? Did people live here in the winter?
Amazingly, something as simple as that has never been studied by anthropologists in any meaningful way.
And then it occurred to him, what if there were modern people living similar lifestyles who could offer some clues?
After looking at endless spatial patterns that we discovered in the site, I felt like we really didn't have very good means for understanding them, so I wanted to view this in the real world, in a nomadic setting, where you still had nomadic peoples today.
Turns out there aren't too many places in the world left to choose from, especially those boasting temperate climates like the Rocky Mountains. Eventually, Serville settled on the Doha, nomadic reindeer herders who live in teepees along the mountain-ringed steppes of northern Mongolia, which are reminiscent of his study area back home. Serville had come up with an innovative idea. He wanted to see if he could shift the focus from mapping material remains to mapping actual people by taking pictures of a campsite from a variety of angles every 2 minutes for a month.
What I was trying to do first was to develop a completely new method for doing spatial ethnoarchaeology, which is one, mapping people, and two, using time-lapse photography to do it. So my primary goal this trip was to establish, is that possible?
This summer, Serville and a partner left to find out. After 10 bags, 3 airports, a 9-hour drive, and 20-mile horseback into the mountains, he says the Doha people welcomed them with a question.
You know, they look at you and they say, what do you need all that stuff for?
Soon, Serville was asking each teepee's inhabitants permission to hoist a camera on a 30-foot pole. He admits their reaction to the proposed neighborhood watch was focused on an issue of logistics. Where are we going to go to the bathroom now? But no one refused. And soon, Serville's team was hosting nightly screenings of the day's footage for the entertainment of delighted residents. And they gave back in kind.
Surup, surup, maltop, choro, tsukka.
Back at home in Laramie, Serville has gathered 4 research students into his office to listen to the sounds of the modern Mongolian nomads, whose images they have spent countless hours crunching into daily maps with hundreds of little red dots, which represent individual movements.
5,300 and some photos. It's a lot of photos.
That's student Kimberly Sanchez. The work is tedious, but student Travis Carlton says that studying living people is illuminating.
As archaeologists, you know, it's kind of a stones and bones deal. You don't get to see it in action.
Already, the team thinks its time-lapse footage suggests possible overlap between modern and prehistoric behavior. The Doha also prefer to hang out on one side of the teepee. It's called the woman's side, where the kitchen is located. Serville hypothesizes.
People like to hang out in the kitchen. It's true today. In my house, probably in yours as well.
But even more striking, Serville says he has discovered a perfect correlation between the temperature outside and the distance that Doha people sit from a campfire, something he believes could revolutionize the ability of archaeologists to determine the season in which a site was used.
Now, we've excavated hundreds of hearths, maybe thousands of hearths in the archaeological record with stone tools around them. And there's the potential that that really simple and obvious finding will eventually lead to a clear way to determine what season of year that people were sitting around those fireplaces. So that's exciting to me.
Now that he's sure it's possible, Serville hopes to raise enough money to return to Mongolia during different seasons and eventually apply his research to sites in the Rocky Mountain region. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Hosseini.